Good morning. We're going to give tips for criminals now.
Oh, what?
This is tips for criminals. You know, we don't like to encourage the crimes, but if you're going to do it, I mean, do it well.
Sure.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be driving down the street and toss your bag of meth out at out of the car, don't hit the patrol car with it.
Ooh.
You know,
fail.
It's just hot tip. Okay.
Fail.
Especially if you're like, you know, it's in a traffic stop.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
right.
And you just go wing it out the window and it hits the car. I mean, it kind of looks obvious.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have thought of that. I'm glad you gave me that little advice. If
You're
I
welcome.
Ever get in that predicament, which I don't think I will be, but just in case.
I know what I would do with it, and it wouldn't be that. Stick it in some sort of orifice. And
oh, my God. Oh. That actually, that happened.
Wait.
What?
This is a true story.
Oh, yeah. First of all,
he just looks at me with disgust.
First of all, I'm going to need that clip of Kelly saying, stick it in an orifice. I'm going to need that clip.
Blake's mouth just made a full sad face.
Yeah, first of all, I was like, whoa. And Todd, now on to you.
Let's see here. It was back. Yeah, it was in college.
Oh, God. You're going to get in trouble.
You're getting in trouble.
No, it had nothing to do with me. It wasn't me.
Oh,
okay. But, someone you know?
Like,
no, my roommate and his girlfriend, they were, you know, whatever, out that night. Mm-hmm. And they were driving around, and I don't know, he must have, like, I don't know, rolled through a stop sign or something, got pulled over, and she had apparently had some weed with her.
Uh-oh.
Instead of getting caught with it, that's where she put it.
Wow.
Yep, hide it.
Which
one?
Lock and key. No one's going in there.
The front bum. That one. Not the back one. Front one.
I can't breathe.
I meant like ear,
nose,
mouth.
What? I wasn't talking about ear, nose, mouth. I was also talking about the front bums.
Yeah, no, I know.
Right in there.
I know. I'm just trying to point out there are other orifices.
Yeah, I guess.
There's so many orifices to choose from, but in a jam.
Orifices?
Orify?
What time was that one?
I am horrified. Yes, is that what you just said?
Horrified by your orify.
That sounds like a video you see in a back room somewhere.
Jeez, what do you got in there? It's like a pocketbook.
Oh, man. It's like a pocketbook.
Any spare change?
Wow, that is quite the clutch.
Oh, man, it's like Vegas up in here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's my Louis Vuitton. You know what's funny is this whole story started because we were trying to advise that if you need to throw your meth out, don't hit the cop with it.
Right.
And then
I ruined it.
And then then we started trying to figure out what the plural of orifice is.
Orify.
If I'm just recapping, I'm outlining this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For when the boss says, hey, Blake, can we talk to you after the show? And yes, we had some listeners who were concerned about the 8:30 segment.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to have to go to the outline and go, let's see. Well, we
I'll
did
just be like, I don't feel good.
Plural
I have to go.
Of orifice.
What was wrong?
Toss in your mouth.
What could have been wrong?
What else do we do? Jam it in somewhere. Let's see.
Have a good day at school, everyone.
Front bum.
Front
what
bum.
Else came up in this? Yeah, my roommate in college.
Oh, man.
Let me see. Wasn't mine.
Oh, yeah, that scared me. I was like, Todd.
Was our listener more specific about the complaint?
I'm Vanilla. Mr. Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. And I talk a big game, but so am I.
Oh, right.
I remember speaking of throwing a bag of drugs.
Oh, you did that?
No.
Yes, at the Whole Foods.
Yes, no, someone put it in my car.
Well, okay, I know, but you still tossed it.
I threw it out on the side, on the parking lot and peeled out.
It just didn't happen to hit a car. It was just pot next to you.
It was just pot, and it was like a little bag of pot. Do you remember this story?
Yes. DJ's
the new guy. He doesn't know. Oh, this is fun. It's like having a new friend who you can tell your old stories to again.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I was at Whole Foods And which is the last place you think you'd end up with drugs in your car.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So I'm at Whole Foods, and I come back to the car. It was summertime. My windows were down in the Jeep. And I left the windows. I ran in to, like, grab a salad or something and come back out, and my car smells like pot. And I look down, and then there's a little, like, a Ziploc, like a tattered Ziploc bag of weed oh. sitting in my, in the, like, cup holder. Oh. And I was like, that's not, where did that
nope.
come from?
That ain't
right?
mine.
So, but I thought, so then I go through, and I know that weed is not bad. Like, I've partaked before.
Whoa.
I'm not, like, big into it, but
right.
but it's legal now. They just open up recreational shops
oh,
around
I know.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really not a big deal. So I wasn't, but me, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, I was thinking, like, did someone think this was their friend's car, or was this a drop?
Right.
Like,
the
does
drop
think,
zone.
Am I Someone's supposed to leave cash
you
somewhere? You know? So then I was like, this isn't mine. How'd it get in my car? And then you have that, that feeling where your personal space was violated. Like, right. who came and
in
opened my
way.
Door and put a bag of weed in my car? Right. right. Most people.
Who's the weed
you.
Fairy?
Most, that's what they called themselves.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they heard about it and emailed me.
It sounds like Christmas.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Pumped.
So, yes, yes. Right, Santa pot or whatever. let me finish. In the moment, I didn't know what to do, and I panicked, and I thought, and there's police right there, because there's always police at that Whole Foods.
Yes.
So I was like, do I go give it to the cop?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, you don't get your fingerprints on it, and you don't involve yourself in the investigation.
So I took a Whole Foods napkin. So that I wouldn't get the fingerprints on it.
A biodegradable.
Yes, a biodegradable, 100% post-consumer recycled
napkin made by local purveyors.
Yep.
And I
yeah. I take the napkin, pick up the bag of weed with it.
Oh.
Open the door, drop it just in the parking lot, and drive away.
And peel out as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Well,
doesn't look
your car.
At all suspicious. Right? So I do that. That's my version of a drug drop, right?
Right.
Like, drop, go.
Yeah.
So I do that, and then I tell the story, and I never knew what happened. And I tell the story on the show, and then I get an email from a guy, and it was like Rob247 at it was like some weird, just random email, and it said, "Hey, it's the pot fairy."
Oh.
And I was like, "What?" So one of his friends was listening to the show when we told the story,
and
he said, "I'm the dude who put the pot in your car."
Of course.
And he goes, "Oh my God, we were cracking up so hard. We were sitting next to your car."
Oh, they watched you.
Token up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and then we thought it would be funny if we had took this extra weed and just gifted it to somebody. So we never went into your car. We never touched your door. We took it and winged it from our car, and it sailed perfectly through the... He's telling me this like he's high, he's writing it, right? And dropped into the center console of your car like it was meant to be, right? And he goes, and I promise it's totally good weed or whatever. And he
good
goes,
man.
But oh my God, we saw you come out, and we looked for you because we thought this guy's day has just been made. And we were already high and laughing so hard at your panic-stricken face.
Oh.
Drop it out the door and driving away. And we thought, well, dude, we picked the wrong car.
Oh, man.
He was just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Oh, man.
What?
He was just trying to be a good Samaritan.
I
get
know.
Back a little.
I know, and I didn't accept his gift. Yeah.
This. Now that I remember hearing this, but now that I know you, it is way funnier.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
way funnier.
Yeah. So now you understand why I was so concerned about the lady with the bag of meth and her aim, because I've been on the other end of it.
Right. I, wow.